Okay, in theory, we're live.
Woohoo!
Hello!
Did we do it?
We did the thing. I pressed the buttons.
Yay!
Hello, and welcome to Hit and Abyss, episode 24, entitled Some Kind of Zombie. Because apparently I've gotten the habit of naming each episode after songs on albums that I own. And I own Hit Parade by Audio Adrenaline, so never mind about that. In any case, my name is Crash. I'll be your DM for the evening, and I am joined by a bunch of awesome people tonight, including but not limited to, we have Ellie, we have Eric, we have Io, we have Jen, we have Millie, Mistakes Were Made, we have Cindy, and we also have Archbeth hanging out in chat. And yes, I read my Discord name in chat. I did the thing. So, in the past 24 hours, I've spent 11 hours in the car. What did you do last, well, 2 weeks ago?
Well,
I refused to answer without my lawyer present.
I found out that someone was lending a hand in my mother's garden. A few too many hands.
Bryn, you have inspiration, and we're going to the introduction.
I had it already.
And lest I forget, because I was muted when I first said it, Mazir also has inspiration for the lawyer comment.
Oh. Burb Discoverer does not like young, loud children.
Oh, right.
I'm hiding behind Fahim?
Fahim.
I'll get it eventually. Fahim, as my one friend in the party, and my spider's hiding because I fear the wrath of the mom. Also, I really
her name is Jupiter.
Jupiter, it's mom. Yes. It's mom.
That's fair.
Fahim doesn't share your aversion to children, so she's if they're young enough, she's probably doing things like giving them airplane rides and the like.
Oh, and I went through Bryn's old teenage romance novel collection with my spider.
Congratulations.
I needed to know.
There are, ironically enough, no vampires.
No, daylight's just about werewolves instead.
And Anka learned that there's a thing called a tooth fairy. She'd never heard of before.
Oh, I collected children's teeth.
Oh, yeah, no. There's a tooth fairy and its page. Yeah.
I did not give anything in return. Besides my presence.
Which the kids probably find entertaining enough.
True. Yeah. The Tooth Fairy shows up nowhere without her bodyguard.
And last we left off, the hands had gotten together and, well, crop circle is not entirely the right word for what they did. More crop summoning circle. Because they did it in the garden.
I'm excited.
What are you doing?
That was the Addams Family theme, I'm sure.
Oh, from the GIF in the chat.
It wasn't me, but it was definitely the Addams Family theme.
Yes, it was.
Oh!
And Paige is very excited, yet also... Oh, and Paige found out all about Bryn's past as an evil summoner, and she's super happy about that.
Necromancer.
Evil magic.
I have not summoned anything except Chip. And he's not evil.
You said you knew how to make those evil hands.
Theoretically.
Doesn't mean she's made one.
It's good
and
enough
also
for
they're
Paige.
Not summoned.
Good enough for Paige.
They're made, not summoned.
Technically they're harvested.
Maybe they're made that way.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
No, she's down the road.
You already have inspiration.
She's a conjuration sorcerer. Anyway.
And Archbeth in chat said that Io had not been exposed to something yet, really, but she must rectify that.
Is that her fiance?
Well, I had to ask if she was talking about the Tooth Fairy or the Addams Family. Because one of those would have a more dire result. Let's put it that way.
But well, it one, is one of them, time.
One of those is a Netflix binge. The other one involves pliers, and I'd be concerned.
Oh.
One of them is in theaters right now.
Anyway. So,
speaking with messing with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the crawling claws, because very high arcana checks, you know what crawling claws are, created this arcane circle, a magic circle, in Bryn's mom's garden. No one let her see that before it gets mended, probably.
I went running over to there.
Yeah, everyone ran over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ellie, I am upset with you that I had not thought of that. Crawling claws, but spelled like Santa Claus.
That's good. That's good.
They're all carrying tiny little bags that are red. No.
Filled with severed heads.
Oh.
I'm not sure they're big enough to carry severed heads.
They'd be very tiny severed heads and...
And now we're merging into Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nightmare Before Christmas level.
Okay. Is this a severed head for ants?
You already have inspiration. Let's continue the game so you can spend your inspiration. Because there probably is going to be a reason for you to spend it soon.
Yes. Yes.
Give me that chance. The summoning circle flares briefly, and then standing in the middle of your mom's garden, Bryn, is a good old friend of yours.
Bob.
It's him. It's him. It's you. Ceylon, how dare you ruin my mother's garden! And then Bryn throws the crawling claw she's holding at him.
Okay.
Paige puts her wing out like, no, I wanted that.
So it flies through the air in slow motion. We cut to Paige just reaching out both feathered arms, mimicking at one point when she heard, no.
And just slowly drooping them back.
Give me, well, we're not rolling for initiative yet, but go ahead and give me an attack roll, Bryn.
Oh, for hand throwing?
Yes. You threw up your hands.
I assume I'm not proficient in hands, so...
If you've given it to Fahim, the monk is proficient in hands.
Yeah.
It's got to be hers. Her hand. She's proficient.
Yeah, I've never used hands as a ranged weapon before. That's a new one.
That's a great context.
That's a whole new idea, yes. The hand-to-hand combat.
Okay, so with an 11, the crawling claw sort of just like
dink
smacks on the front of this person who is now standing in Bryn's mom's garden, or what's left of it. And it sticks there for a little bit by its fingernails and then sort of just like crawls around over to his shoulder and sits there like a parrot.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you. I mean, messing up her garden is low even for you.
You wound me to the quick, Bryn. The accident, this is just an accident. I didn't mean to be summoned into your mother's garden. Perish the thought. And he looks at the crawling claws that are still just hanging out there, and he says, clean this up, would you? And they start scurrying around and, like, digging furrows and writing flowers. And, you know, some of them, they're able to, like, put them back the way they are. Some of them, the stems are broken, so they lift it up, it falls down, they lift it up, it falls down. They sort of, like, tear it out and shove it into the ground a bit more. And anyone who knows gardening knows that plant is going to die, but it looks kind of okay for the time being. But the crawling claws are trying to make the garden look pretty again. In the process, they're totally destroying the summoning circle.
Why are you here?
I can't study it now.
Because, Bryn, my favorite apprentice, you were here. And he steps a little bit closer to Bryn, and he, at the same time, looks around at the rest of the party, and he has his arms out, palms up, just like he's providing, you know, narration or exposition
nice
or something.
Try, but they said that the hands have been showing up for a while.
Yes.
Also, how do you know I'm here? How do you know I'm here? I have an amulet for that. I mean, keeping you from knowing. I mean, I should be immune to that. Oh, dear Oh no. The Academy people lie to me?
Oh, I'm sure they didn't lie to you. And he looks over at the rest of the party and says, please understand, she's probably guilt-ridden. She probably thought she killed me at some point. It was some bad coffee. The beans had gone south. I was probably laid up for 3-4 days, but eventually I healed, and when I got my wits back together, Bryn had run off, thinking that she had no one to apprentice to anymore. But it's okay. I am better. I bear you no ill will. And if you wish, you can come back to my tower and we can continue studying magic, as we did before.
I... Look, Ilman.
Did I tell you you were my favorite apprentice?
Last I checked, I was your only apprentice. And also not your apprentice anymore. Because I mean, look. The things you wanted to do are...
In the pursuit of knowledge. Isn't that what you wanted?
All right, look. Yes, I wanted knowledge. Yes, I want knowledge. But I want to use it to help people, not to conquer them.
Oh, but we could help people. Look at how many people we could lift up with a workforce that never gets tired, never needs food, never revolts against you. Our every needs would be met. Why, all of our subjects would be the bourgeoisie.
Because you would kill everyone who might oppose us.
Oh, you. No one that actually matters.
You, not us. Not us. There is not... I'm not...
I heard in us. I heard in us.
There is no us. There is no us.
This sounds like a bad breakup, actually.
It probably was.
It's not you, it was us.
Well, there may have been attempted murder. So, yes, it was a bad breakup.
Uh-huh. I mean, but what hasn't had attempted murder?
Well, I think everyone in the party has attempted it at least once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, just burb? Okay.
Look. I have found... Other arrangement.
Give me an insight check.
Okay. One moment.
At advantage, because this guy was your former master.
Okay. One moment. Okay. Sorry, I'm lagging horribly.
Paige wants to steal all the research.
30-20.
Wow.
He looks like you've genuinely hurt his feelings.
Look, I'm... This wasn't supposed to be so hard.
Things that are important rarely are easy. That is why I needed such an astute, intuitive, amazing apprentice. But I understand.
Look. No, you don't. You don't understand. You don't understand that you can't just decide that nobody... matters except the people who will put up with killing people you think don't matter. You can't just decide that some people don't matter. Because...
Why not? The world is full of people who decide others don't matter. We call them leaders. We call them kings and queens. The Empire called them gods in some cases. Many people still do call them gods. What makes us any different? Oh,
I don't know.
I seem to have made myself a little bit
upset. I don't know what makes...
I will leave you to that thought. I came on a little strong, and I apologize for that. If you change your mind and wish to seek me out, I have moved my inner sanctum, the old one, sort of... kind of got looted and parts of it rotted away. So I've found a new home in Sandstone. And as soon as he says that, Sanctimonious, who has just been sort of like staying back and letting this play out, just like anyone who's near him hears him whisper a single word profanity.
Sandstone.
So, yes, come seek me there. It won't be hard to find me in Sandstone. Someone of your talents would be able to seek me out pretty easily. And I imagine your friends have various talents as well. So,
yes,
I'll leave you to that, but if you happen to be in the area, look me up sometime. And he snaps his fingers and disappears.
If he comes back, do you want me to punch him?
No, I want me to punch him.
That'd be fun. Did he take the hands with him?
That's a very good question. The hands are finishing up the garden. Apparently,
I know.
With Paige's help.
Paige doesn't do standing still very well.
Paige, give me a nature check to see how well you help the crawling claw.
Oh, no.
Let's see. Oh, I'm actually good at nature.
And then a 9 is rolled.
I have a plus 6.
Yeah, because you rolled a 3. I'm good at nature. Three.
I kind of feel like I should use my inspiration now to not have the mom kill me.
I mean, I won't tell you you can't.
To prevent not death, I'm going to.
We've only been playing for less than half an hour, and there are so many out of context quotes from this session.
Okay, I got a dirty 20.
Okay, with a dirty 20, the garden looks presentable. A discerning eye will say something's up. Your best hope is that Bryn's mom will come out and look at it around sunset when everything's a bit dimmer, maybe? But
I also took some notes on the hands.
Okay, there's two ways to parse that sentence. Have you been writing on the hands themselves?
No, I've just been whispering, not whispering, but talking to my spider who's been like click-clacking. Because my spider.
Okay.
Would you say a plant is an object?
Yes.
I'm going to start casting mending to repair the damaged plants.
I will not always allow this, but in this situation, I'll allow it.
How big's the garden? I can help with mending.
It's not that large. It's not a farm.
Oh, okay.
So
okay, then it's fine.
It's maybe 30 feet by 30 feet.
No, that's not so bad. All right.
The farm
I
is not that.
My spells to see if I can help, and all I have is poison spray, so I won't.
I get rid of the locust infection with poison spray. You kill everything.
Bryn is somehow managing to cast mending angrily.
I hate cleaning things.
Stupid mentor
the hands are still milling
getting
about.
In my... But okay. What am I supposed to do with all of you?
You've never seen a hand shrug before, but one of them just looks over at you and does anyway. It's like with the thumb and the pinky. They're not supposed to bend that way, so it's even more disturbing that it does.
Oh,
I named it Carl.
Fine.
Carl.
Fine.
You could give it a little hat.
Yes. Get Carl and look, all of you.
Beth hands, is first.
You hands cannot stick around here, okay? Just come with us, okay?
Yes. I want to repeat what Beth said in chat. Does the gem work on hands?
I think they're immune to charm.
My devilish wiles can't get them.
I'm going to double check. Yeah, they're immune to being charmed.
And the DM is allowing this metagaming because of the high arcana check 2 weeks ago. You know about crawling claws.
Exactly.
So it's not really metagaming.
Yes.
Well, so what would I say? I never met a game I didn't like.
Look, just, my mom is going to throw a fit if she sees what you've done to her garden. I mean, you've been trying to fix it, I get it, and it's not your fault that Ceylan is a jerk, but what am I going to do with you? What am I going to do? What am I going to do with him? What am I going to do to him?
You could kill him, for real.
These are quite the questions.
Yeah, killing him for real is what I'd like to do, but he shows up and then he gets in my head. And
you could kill him.
And he's sort of right about one thing. Bryn sort of gestures to the gnolls.
The gnolls pause really... in whatever they were doing and just all look over at the party. One of them is sitting down and scratching its ear with a leg.
I'm not that. I mean, You know.
Paige just kind of shrugs and walks away. Like, not like far away, but like, I don't really have time for this. It's either yes or no.
I mean, that's fair.
Several of the hands follow Paige.
Yes!
Not all of them, just a few.
I pet the hands.
The hands. One of them flips over so its palm up.
And the hands pet the gnolls.
This is Beth's idea. I'm just repeating it. But
yeah.
The hands should definitely be employed to pet the gnolls.
Yes, we make a gnoll petting brigade.
How do you intend to do this? The DM is curious.
Just, you know, divide and conquer, get all of, like, the best scratching points, like, behind the ears, belly if they'll allow it, and, like, right above the tail.
Okay, but how do you get the hands to do this? Right now they're kind of just milling about.
So, because they followed me, and I start scratching them, I start scratching the gnoll dogs, and then, like, I point towards the gnolls and have them join me. You know, charades.
Okay, so what kind of role do I have you make?
Oh my.
Persuasion?
This is possible.
Animal handling.
Animal handling.
Oh my gosh, yes, animal handling.
You know what?
Performance.
As a DM, I don't see how that would work specifically because they're like humanoid hands.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, there was a pun.
Yes.
There was a pun. Archbeth is groaning in chat. So, yes.
Oh, it was
make
a good
an animal
pun.
Handling check. The dad joke is strong with
it's only a 7.
Ellie. Okay, the hands have no idea what you mean. One of them attempts to try to choke one of the gnolls.
I'll assist.
I separate them and just pet them separately.
Another gnoll grabs the hand that's trying to choke the first gnoll and starts shaking its head back and forth like a dog that just found a delicious bone.
You know what? Go for it.
The other hands start going for the gnoll that's attacking the hand.
No.
I would say it's a dog pile, but it's a hand pile on the knoll.
Can I slap the hand?
Bryn is shaken out of her emotional breakdown by this. It's going to go try to remove the hands from the knolls.
Eric, you can attempt to give a hand a low 5.
No. I'm going to slap it like this is not what you do. You stop that right now. Stop it.
Okay. Give me an unarmed attack roll.
Bad knoll.
Okay, I'm gonna. I have to again steal this pun from you. So I'm gonna lay several of the hands out and then lie down on them so that I can be a paladin.
Let
I'm laying on hands.
Yeah.
Let it be known that Archbeth has not spent her inspiration from the last time I awarded it to her. But if she had, she'd have the point back.
Yep.
Because I love this game so freaking much. All right, that's the free space.
Anyway, we need to get the sandstone.
Okay, so Eric
goes up. I can have a moral crisis later.
Eric goes up and tries to slap one of the hands on the knoll. You end up accidentally slapping the knoll. It whimpers a little
bit. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, I didn't mean to do that.
I'm going to cast Cause Fear on the hand that's choking the gnoll.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm going to step back enough that I don't have to like get in the fray, but I'm watching.
What do I have to roll?
Wisdom save DC 15.
All
because
right.
They're not immune to frightened.
This is true. So, here's what I'm going to ask of you. Roll initiative.
Roll what?
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh no!
Fight, but they're my friends.
This escalated quickly.
One of you's tried to slap it. Another one's cast a spell on it. I think at this point it's safe to say we should roll.
All of us.
All right.
Yep.
Fine.
Okay, I rolled a 19, but my initiative is -1, so it's an 18.
Sorry, I rolled a 10. I got to roll a 20.
Oh.
I got a 7.
I got a dirty 20.
I also have a dirty 20. Oh no! I have a 10.
Doesn't matter. I rolled a 10.
I have a 12.
I just wanted to distract everyone from things like emotions.
I was going to suggest that they all crawl up onto the barn and have a contest to see who can give the highest 5.
Are you requesting the highest of 5s?
Yeah.
Because if you didn't come in and slap them, I was just going to pick the hand up and be like, no. You know.
You can't tell me what I cannot do.
I think which 5 is highest depends on the dexterity modifier.
Yeah, what's their athletics? Acrobats? Acrobats.
Well, when it comes to feats of athletics, they are pretty handy.
Oh. Is that what silence was for? You coming up with that? That's a yes. Okay.
Okay. I have rolled initiative for the hands. Paige, you may go first. It looks like
which one's
everyone...
Carl?
somewhere in the knoll pile. You don't see Carl.
Oh.
You don't want to be that burb, but they all kind of look alike.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. What do I do?
Just pick another one and name it Carl?
To choose one to be Carl.
Like, you'll be the son of Carl. You'll be Carl's Jr.
Carlson. And this one's Hardy's. Let me think. I wasn't expecting a fight. I just wanted to be Fred. Honestly, for this first turn, I'm just going to take a few steps back and just watch. Because okay. I didn't start this. I don't really want to fight the hands, and I also don't want to accidentally hit my good dog friends. So my first turn is just to kind of step back.
Okay, I forgot to roll for two NPCs. So Sanctimonious is now on here, and Peter.
Oh gosh, Peter's involved.
Peter tries to prestidigitate the hands off of the knoll.
Oh.
Oh. Genius!
It does not work.
I should have cast Grace.
It would be a very sad knoll. Which actually, a situation like that occurred in the Date Night podcast a few sessions back. And it was, in fact, a very sad knoll. But never mind about that. Unka, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm really creeped out by these hands, and I don't like them. So I want to...
The knoll is slightly more creeped out than you.
Yeah, so I don't know how precise this spell is, but if it's as precise as I think it is, I want to cast Word of Radiance on the hands, and just the hands, if possible. And then
Radiance allow you to pick who gets hit?
Yeah, it says each creature of your choice that you can see within range must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d6 radiant damage.
Okay,
so I'm going to choose... Then, yes. The hands. Okay. So they have to succeed a constitution saving throw.
What's my target number?
Let's see. 14.
They make the save.
All of them? Ugh. Okay.
Well, I could roll for all of them individually, but I'm rolling as a group because ain't no one's got time.
It's like a swarm. It's like a swarm. Yeah. Okay.
My poor babies.
Yeah. All right. Well, that didn't work. Let's see. What else can I do without killing the gnolls? Don't know.
I like taking a breath. That was just me coughing.
Well, you just cast a spell. Was that a bonus action or an action?
It was a cantrip, so I guess an action, right? Yes.
Let me check and see what Word of Radiance
is. It's an action.
Word of Radiance is an action.
Okay, so you could use a bonus action right now. You could move around.
Okay.
But that's what you've got left before you declare the end of your turn.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, I guess I'm going to move closer to where the hands are in an effort to maybe, like, for my next turn, like, attempt to grapple one or stomp on it or something like that.
Okie doke. So it is now the hands' turn. All of them. And they get off the knoll. And they're still in a pile. But they're stacking into a kind of humanoid shape.
It's Sally.
Oh, no.
And holding themselves together.
It's Sally.
Unka is even more creeped out now.
So you know how to Voltron.
Who are there?
Yeah, it is Voltron, but crawling claws.
Ugh.
You know how you can make glasses out of your thumb and forefinger and hold them in front of your face?
Mm-hmm.
Those are its
Be
eyes.
Cool.
Ugh.
Wait a minute.
Creepy, creepy, creepy.
It has really long fingers as a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
With teeth.
They're all clustering up?
They are all clustered. Well, they were kind of clustered up before, but they were clustered up on top of a knoll. Now they're next to the knoll.
How many hands are there?
At this point, it'd be difficult to count.
Okay.
A lot.
I have an idea.
So, what's your idea, Brett? What's the
After
idea?
It?
Someone please share their idea.
Well, the hands use their turn to stack up.
Okay.
So it is now Bryn's turn. Bryn, what would you like to do? You can declare your idea now.
Bryn would like to run up to them. Okay. Bryn is going to run right up to them.
If you want to give it a high five, it can hold a hand up higher than you can, just so you know.
Talk about a high five. Anyway, no, that's not what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop concentrating on cause fear. And I'm going, well, would you say that if I got right up onto them, I could aim a 30-foot cone so that it didn't hit any of the rest of the party?
Yes, you could be angling it up and over. I mean, you'd need to be lower than them to hit it, but you are for most of them.
I want to get all of them if I can.
If you want to get all of them with a 30-foot cone, running up to them is a bad idea. And okay. If you do get all of them, you will hit someone because your friends are behind you and your gnoll friends are in front of you.
Okay, fine. It doesn't hurt people. Who thinks they can make a... who wants to be in range of the friendly fire?
What is the friendly fire?
This is the same person who plays Zeely. It might be fire.
It might be fire. True.
Yeah, I need to know. Also, I'm actually very far away from the guy. I'm far behind you. So
I'm probably near it, though, because I went towards the... creatures.
You're a cleric, you can probably make a wisdom save.
I'll let you do it because those things are an abomination and Anka does not like them one bit.
Eric's right up there too because he tried to do a hand jive with them earlier.
Hand jive, baby.
Yeah.
All right then. I guess they're going to have to make wisdom saves too because I just plain cast fear.
Okay.
Wisdom save DC 15. I figure the cleric can handle that.
Hopefully. I rolled a 19. And was it wisdom, right? Okay, so that's wisdom. Where's wisdom? Wisdom's a plus 6, so I think I'm okay.
You see a shiver run through the hands. It is the 8th most disturbing thing you've ever seen.
Ugh, awful.
And, like, cause fear just makes things frightened. Fear makes them have to run away from you as fast as possible as soon as it gets to its turn. Like, it has to take the dash action to get away from you.
Okay.
They're scared now, as they should be.
All right.
I'm going to assume that the creature's worst fears that were projected involves Jupiter with, like, a garden rake.
That's valid.
That assumes that they've met Jupiter. They might just be afraid of, you know, having their manicure appointment canceled.
True.
They're afraid of losing me in their life. It's tragic.
Go on, get!
Okay.
I once again put out my wings like...
Dang it. It's Sanctimonious' turn.
Oh, boy.
Fire!
He flourishes his arms out, the sleeves below. He moves his hands around and he says, "Before I finish casting the spell, I just want to thank you for moving away from the garden." Flame strike!
Oh my.
I thought about, since Paige didn't use all of her actions, just, you know, going up and hitting his hands back down. Like, no. Don't. Stop.
But and they... The hands are frightened as well as needing to run, so they're going to have disadvantage on things. No, wait, I don't think saves are disadvantage. Let me check. Oh, no, just ability checks and attack rolls.
I rolled twice anyway, and the lowest roll would still make the save. I'm actually impressed.
It's not going to help them, though, is it? They've got 2 hit points each, or should, as far as Bryn knows, they're extremely fragile.
I'm rolling d4s, and I knock my light up d20, and it starts flashing 12 or 20. Like, no, this was not a crit for damage. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. So they appear to be slightly charred, but you don't see any hands just, like, flaking off. Odd.
That's weird.
So strong.
That's
must be Swiss.
He starts snapping his fingers, little sparks come off. Is this thing on? Eric and Mazir, I believe you're tied for initiative.
That sounds Paige right.
Paige is so proud.
I'm going to use disguised self on myself.
Join the hand brigade?
No, I'm going to turn myself into the
Zeelan?
Charming necromancer. Yeah, Zeelan.
Zeelan.
What are you doing to my hands? Sorry, what are you doing to my helping hands? You lot, get back to the tower.
Roll a deception check. Okay. At disadvantage.
Are the helping hands us or them or... Bryn failed her comprehend pun save.
18 would have been a 30.
Wow.
Okay, so the party believes that Bryn's former master has come back.
Oh my.
But the helping hands are supposed to be the claws.
Oh, yes, and I just rolled a nat 20 on their insight check.
Oh my.
Oh no.
No.
I'm getting a lot of use out of this flashing D20 right now. Some of it by total accident, but I'm totally getting use out of it anyway. So, Eric, what are you up to these days?
I'm going to hold my reaction.
Okay.
I think we're the last ones in the party. So.
No. Fahim and the gnolls go after you.
Yeah, I rolled a 7. Right. I'm not going for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to hold until Fahim's finished.
Well, Fahim's next.
Do the hands still seem aggressive?
Well, give me an insight check.
Okay. 24.
With a 24, they don't seem phased by Sanctimonious's flame strike, which is weird. But they do look like they want to be not near Bryn. Their favorite place in the world to be right now would be not near Bryn.
I'm mostly just trying to figure out if they believe Ellie's little ploy. So if they're just going to go away and leave, then Fahim's right going to leave them alone. But
right now they have the uncontrollable urge to run, and you're not going to get more than that.
All right, since...
It's possible the flame strike would be intimidating to them, but they don't have a choice in that matter. Bryn is scarier. Everyone knows it.
All right, well, if they're leaving, then I'm going to basically think fight's over and probably not pay enough attention.
Well, Bryn, how long does that spell last?
It lasts for concentration up to 1 minute. While frightened, the creature must take the dash action and move away from you by the safest available route on each of its turns, unless there's nowhere to move. If it ends its turn in a location where it doesn't have line of sight to you, it can try to make the saving throw again, but until then it can't try to save again.
Okay, duly noted.
So then I'm just going to ask out loud, should we just let that thing run away, or is there a reason we need to kill it? Fahim actually asked that out loud to the party.
Oh, okay.
Paige does not want them to die, but also understands that you can't always get what I want.
But if you could try real hard... and you spend
what
your inspiration.
An army of hands following me and doing my evil bidding throughout the world. I mean, nothing.
They tried to choke my gnolls.
Because of an accident, I was teaching them soft hands. They didn't learn soft hands.
Unk is in favor of obliterating them.
You be the one who takes responsibility for this.
First of all, you can't actually hear me right now. First of all.
Paige hasn't mastered castanet speech yet.
Castanet speech. Not quite. But also, right. I just want everyone to be friends. I want to have my dogs ride around when I'm tired. And I want to have my hands to use as thieving tools. Is that too much to ask for?
Considering
personally,
you're not actually asking.
I would prefer it if you allowed my helping hands to return to my tower.
I just kind of sighed.
We're killing them.
Yeah, I sighed. I throw my wings up and I just kind of flop against a tree. Like, if you're going to do it, that's you.
I think we have surpassed how much talking we can really assume is happening in one person's 6-second turn.
To be fair, most of it was being said by someone who isn't actually talking.
Yeah, most
this
of
is
it
also
was
true.
Kind of,
And that was a roll of 4d20, so I'm assuming that you are giving it unfriendly fist bumps.
Yes, I'm moving up to it and doing a flurry of blows because two of my friends said they want this thing dead, and it's like, yes. Okay.
And Paige just collapsed against a tree, tired.
And okay, I get a plus 7.
Okay, with plus 7, that's 2 hits.
All right.
And a crit fail.
And didn't do so good on the roll there, but I do 12 damage, and...
Question.
Yep.
Are you at the point, as a monk, where your fists count as magical weapons?
I do not think so. Let me double check that, though.
I think monks get that pretty early on, but I don't remember how early.
I can't remember either. I've not played one, but I'm trying to think when we had in the Kobold campaign. Like, I can't remember when that happened.
That's a 6th level ability.
We are past 6th level.
All right, so yeah, I didn't know where to find it on my sheet, so I was trying to pull up the monk page on D&D Beyond, but Ellie is really fast at this. So, yeah, apparently they are magical weapons.
Okay, so then you are doing 12 points of damage.
Magic hands. And they can no longer take reactions, I guess, because knocking them 15 feet seems counterproductive, so that's the open palm technique I'm using.
They wouldn't mind if you knocked them 15 feet, because they'd be 15 feet further away from Bryn.
Yeah, that's fair.
But never mind. Okay, it's the gnoll's turn.
It's my turn.
Oh, you're taking your action. Okay.
Yep. All right, they're one complete form at this particular moment, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
One creepy looking nightmare fuel form.
All right, so I'm going to yell because yelling is awesome. And then I'm going to use my sword with a branding smite.
A 13 is not going to hit.
Good lord.
Branding smite does not go away. It's going to last for, I think, a minute or until you hit something with it.
All right, I'm going to try again.
Oh, that's better.
A 25 is a glancing blow, we can say.
All right, let me roll damage. Sorry, guys, I rolled damage twice. Yeah, roll first, Eric. That's first one, and then the branding. So a total of 18 damage.
So now they're glowing. This humanoid form made of severed hands, and I love that I get to say that's a thing, is glowing from within with an eerie, spectral, holy light.
I'm so sad.
Now it's the gnoll's turn. That's a miss. That's a 5. That's a 15. That's bonus to hit. Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Who's it hitting?
Well, the gnolls are going after the hands.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. So of the 8 gnolls, 2 of them hit.
Wow.
The rest feel like they're very bad at this.
No, it's okay. You're doing great. I mean, you're trying. You're trying. That's important. That's the important thing.
Okay, damage is noted. We are going to the top of the initiative order.
It's me again.
It's Paige. Would you like to heal the hands?
No, I don't have ways to heal them, even if I wanted to. So I've accepted the fact that we're going to kill my friend. Still a little sad. So I just kind of sigh. How far away are they from everything else?
There's a lot of us right next to them.
Yeah, there's 8 gnolls, Eric, and Onka, like, right up next to them. You're actually kind of surprised that everyone was able to get in there.
Oh, and so is it Fahim next to them, too?
Radius.
Oh, yeah, and Fahim.
They're definitely within a 10-foot radius.
Bryn is there, too, but everyone can reach over Bryn.
Okay. Well, I was going to cast Shatter, but I decided not to.
That's character development.
It is.
You did it again.
See?
Inwardly, Paige is upset that she's developing a conscience.
Yeah, like, inwardly, I'm mad that I'm getting connected to any of y'all. The main
you
reason
made me feel feelings.
Was because Fahim's up there, okay? Just want it to be known. It's because of Fahim. Feel special. Anyway.
It's not like Paige likes you or anything.
That's my only friend in this group.
Now I am angry!
The fighter would like to rage.
Let's see. Just trying to decide what I want to do. Okay, I kind of sigh and I pick up a few pebbles, and I use magic stone and I throw them at the hands.
Is magic stone a bonus action?
Yep.
All right. So give me an attack roll.
Let's see. 1d6 plus. Okay. And then can I throw all three of the rocks?
I'm not going to allow that.
Just one? Okay.
I
just
had to maybe if you were a class that got multiple attacks per turn, but
yeah.
No.
I just had to double check.
I mean, I will allow you to throw all three of them in such a way that none of them go more than 5 feet from you.
But not like
sort of
that.
Like clatter to the ground ineffectively. But
yeah, just kind of wee.
Then you'd be like, look, I'm helping. I'm totally not rooting for the hands.
Yes.
Well, with an 8, you successfully miss the hands.
Is that what I'm supposed to
that
do?
That looks like a damage roll, not an attack.
Yeah, that's a
roll.
Damage roll. How do I do the
that
other
would be
one?
Why it was an 8.
Yeah.
You gotta roll 1d20, not 1d6. Normally for me, when I'm rolling physical die, I pick up the d12 and roll that instead of a d20.
Oh, like, no.
Why am I missing? Oh, wow. Oh, that's why. Mm-hmm.
So what is it, a 1d20? So that would be plus 7? Yeah. Okay. Making sure I'm reading my page right.
With a 27, whoa, you successfully hit it.
Wow.
I'm going to go with your damage roll.
That's a nat 20.
Actually, I'm not going to go with that damage roll. So roll 2d6 plus 4 for your damage.
Okay.
So roll an additional d6 if you want.
So 2d6 plus 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, when you crit, you get to roll the damage die twice.
Okay.
There is...
I just, like, casually toss a pebble without thinking. I'm like, ugh!
The pebble breaks the sound barrier. And there is now, forgive me, a fist-sized hole in the chest of this humanoid figure made of hands.
Is it because the fist was knocked out?
I just want to point out that despite the fact that Paige wanted to keep the hands alive because she loves them, she has done the most damage so far.
Apathetically. I want to make sure it's known that this was done apathetically.
On, did she do the least amount of damage? How much damage did Eric do? Because he had a branding smite in there.
18.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah, the fighter has still done more damage.
Okay, good.
Okay, but the Paige did more damage with a single hit. With a single attack.
This is
with
true.
A pebble. Yeah.
The pebble. That I very apathetically, like, kind of like, ugh, mom. That sort of throw.
It's just that Paige is so good at apathy. One could argue Paige is proficient in apathy. which is why you did such a good job with it.
Yeah, honestly, the least less I care, the more proficient I am. The genius part of Paige.
She's the best at what she does, and what she does is not caring.
Yeah.
With Eric in the party, I had to quote Logan. I'm sorry.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Peter's turn. He casts Firebolt.
Oh, gosh. He still doesn't learn to stop the fire.
That's an 11, so that just goes off and harmlessly goes somewhere. It wasn't a crit fail, so I'm not going to say he hits like the thatch roof or anything.
It joins Zeely Star.
No, that would be a nat 1. You've got to roll really, really low to get even close to Zeely Star, or really, really well. You need an extreme. Onka.
Okay. Trying to remember. I think last time I was going to try Sacred Flame. Does that sound right? Is that what I did last time? I think so.
I believe so.
You did Divine. You did Word of Radiance.
I did Word of Radiance last time, and it
which is very different from Divine Word, which is a high-level spell that no one in this party has yet.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay. I don't remember Word of Radiance working very well, though.
It didn't.
Yeah, okay.
They
so
saved.
So I'm going to try Sacred Flame, which is also a cantrip. It's an action, and it descends on a creature that you can see within range. The target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage. They have to pass a dexterity of 14.
I rolled a nat 1 while you were reading the description. Roll your damage.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So it's 2d8, which I have over here somewhere. Where are those things? There's one. The other one go. Oh, there it is. Okay. 2d8. I got a 7 and an 8.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8. Who do we appreciate?
Me!
All right, so that's my action. I don't know if I have a bonus action I could really do anything with right now. I mean, I could cast Spiritual Weapon, but I don't think it's really going to do much.
Marwise has gotten surprising use out of Spiritual Weapon.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if Anka's going to be so lucky, you know?
Marwise is also level 17 and has blended a house-sized mimic.
This is true.
Yeah.
But not a mimic-sized house.
Right.
Yet.
Well, I mean, I guess I could cast Spiritual Weapon and, like, hit this awful creature with it.
You certainly could.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, roll a d20.
Okay.
Plus whatever your bonus to hit is.
Oh, I rolled a 9. I don't know what my bonus to hit is.
For that?
Yeah.
I want to say it's plus 6.
Okay, so I have a 9 plus 6. 6
is not going to be enough for this.
Okay. It's worth a try. And I think that's it.
Those in the party who might be looking at the crawling claw stats are now, or have for some time, realized that I'm not using crawling claw stats.
Ugh, I want them.
Okay, it's the hand's turn.
People fall underneath this tree very sadly.
The hands have to run away.
Yes, the hands are trembling. They do break and run. So, everyone who was in melee range of the hand
does
get to make an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Including 8 gnolls.
Oh my.
That's a 2. That's a 1.
Yeah.
Can only monks use their dexterity for an attempted armed combat? Unarmed combat? Because I don't have any weapons. Oh, no, wait, I'm not actually right up next to them. I forgot.
Also, Fahim just hits them all just by
AC 17, wow. So roll your damage, everyone who gets over 17. Or 17 and over.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 14, so I don't have that.
And the monk has got a crit, so that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
100 damage.
Unfortunately, I don't seem to be rolling high in damage right now, but got an 8, better than nothing.
One hand gets slapped free as it tries to run. It just sort of like cartwheels through the air and hits a second story window.
Carl!
Oh, Millie. Carl! You would have enjoyed the moment during the kobold campaign about 10 levels ago where we were fighting a zombie T-Rex.
Yes, and, I remember this.
As I recall,
I accidentally invented a new die.
Yeah.
By which I mean I managed to roll a d8. Well,
oh, that one. It was
the other way around. I think.
You ended up doing over 200 damage because I decided the die roll was canon.
Right.
Do the dinosaur.
It wasn't a D83. It was like 83 D8.
Instead of
3 D8.
I wish.
Or the other way around. It was 8 D83. It was a lot. Right. It was a lot.
And Crash ruled that it had gone that the heavens had aligned just right to make that spell's damage be that rather than.
A light rain of ash fell upon the party afterwards. That was all that was left.
Yeah.
Good, yeah. But
which
yes.
was good because the zombie T-Rex was vomiting out regular zombies.
Yeah.
Man.
He's and ever since that. Then, we've been a little cocky.
Okay, so did anyone else hit? Eric, you had an opportunity to attack.
Do I need to roll for enough. How well I flopped on the ground again?
No. I would say you're proficient enough in it that I'm just going to say you do it.
I did it real well. I even like somehow did like the mom noise.
There we go.
I wanted to make sure everyone knew.
Meanwhile, Eric hits with a 24 and does 7 points of damage.
Something.
Okay, so with the damage that is done to this thing as it turns to flee, it loses its self-cohesiveness, its bunch of hands. There's fewer hands than there were before. And what's left of this swarm makes a beeline away from Bryn, which is what Bryn wanted, through the front door of her childhood home.
No! No!
There is immediately the sound, simultaneously, of several screams, some in fear, some in rage, and also several young kids going, cool!
Oh, no.
I'd like to add that Paige is now laughing maniacally.
I chased them!
Now, they are, with this double move that they've done, they are now outside of the view of Bryn, so they get to make a save.
Which means they get to make a save, yep.
Oh, wow.
I would also like to add that if I am in front, like, where I am sitting in front of the tree is, like, near where, like, the door so the mom can see me. I move so the mom can't see me, so I can't be blamed for this.
Now, refresh my memory, it's a charisma save or constitution?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. I was way off.
Other alphabet end.
So, animated hands don't have a lot of brains.
Go figure.
Surprisingly more brains than you would think, but an eight's not doing
it. They tried choking a dog.
Okay.
And
so they continue to flee. They continue to flee out the other side of the house.
That would be nice.
This time with the broom following them.
But we've been playing for over an hour. What do you say we take five, and when we come back, we'll find out what they're doing in the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably rearranging the spice rack to get everything in alphabetical order. All right.
Otherwise, in my mind,
all right.
In my head canon, Jupiter is played by a very short Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, I could see that.
Are we paused?
I'm going to press a button right now.
Okay.
We're back. Some things were under development, but they've been arrested. Which is probably half the conversation we had during the break.
And I was very bewildered because I have never seen that show.
Everything I know about the show I've learned from animated GIFs.
I did learn that it's where that banana quote comes from.
And the light treason quote. But yes. All right. So where we left off, the hands used their turn to double move into the house, and there were some screams.
Dive into the house.
An exterminator might be necessary, but Bryn, it's your turn.
Oh no!
I chase them.
Okay. You see your mom standing on top of a chair, which is on top of the table. You're not quite sure how that happened that quickly. She is holding a broom in two hands, looking down at the floor, and she is furious. You also don't see the hands.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No time to explain any of this. Where'd they go? Is the answer everywhere? Because I really hope the answer's not everywhere.
They went everywhere.
Yay!
I love this game so freaking much.
Okay. I can fix this somehow, probably. Once I find them, I don't suppose my passive investigation score of 19 is telling me anything about badly hidden hands?
Well, remember maybe I made a comment about them being in a spice rack? Half the spices from the spice rack in the kitchen are currently on the kitchen floor, so there might be one hiding in the spice rack. But you can't see this inside the spice rack from here. There might be some that went upstairs. There is definitely one that went through a second story window during the last turn, because of a well placed smack from a nat 20 that Fahim rolled. There's various cupboards, cabinets, closets.
I start opening cabinets. As many cabinets, which is probably only one.
I will say that, yeah, I'll let you go up to like a double cabinet and you can open both doors at once. And there is a hand behind a salt and pepper shaker set that's sort of just like fingers are pointing up. It's on its stub of a wrist, holding very still and trying to think like it's a salt cellar.
Out! 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 This is no place for undead hands.
That's what you think.
All right, so I'm going to go in and try to help with whatever's going on inside.
When
Bryn yells at the hand, every cabinet in the kitchen opens and a swarm of hands runs back outside.
Oh. Oh, no.
So Onka's heading through the front door. Suddenly, imagine a swarm of rats, but instead of a swarm of rats, it's a swarm of hands. Just sort of like runs your feet.
Can I try to stomp on a few of them?
I'll allow it. Give me an attack roll. Unarmed strike.
So got a 13 on the dice. And what do I...
What's your strength bonus?
Strength bonus is plus 3. Because I am a half-orc.
I will say that you pulp one.
Okay. Got one.
If they come into range of me, I'm going to try attacking them too.
Okay.
Does one try to come to me?
3 of them hide behind you.
Yay! My baby. Carl Jr. and Hardee's.
No.
Wow.
I don't know how to feel that that's canon.
Give me inspiration.
Don't you already have inspiration? I'm fairly
certain you do. No, I used it to make sure I could garden.
Okay, yes, you have your inspiration back.
Good. I try to hide them in my cloak with my spider.
Okay. Give me a deception check.
Okay.
Are you sure it's not sleight of hand?
To be honest, I considered it.
But I'm going to do deception because it's higher.
If it makes a difference on the DC, Fahim doesn't care too much whether these hands live or die. She's just, 2 of her friends wanted them dead, so she was like, okay.
Well, the number that's been rolled is 11, so if anyone is looking to get all the hands, they're going to have to roll 11 or higher on an insight check to realize that Paige is acting suspicious.
I have a passive insight of 14.
Okay, so you know that Paige is definitely hiding a few.
You're going to have to fight me on my performance check eventually. But not yet. We'll get to that later.
Page.
Poke a hand, gotta kill them all.
Oh, I kind of just look at her.
I don't care, just keep them under control this time.
And that's how the party gained 3 new pets.
Oh no.
I tweet very excitedly.
So when I was growing up, when I was but a young lad, we had a collection of gerbils. We had a dog.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We had a dog. We had 4 cats. We had a whole bunch of gerbils. We had a chinchilla. We had fish. We had snails. We had hermit crabs all at once. And I have a feeling this is exactly where the party is going, because you've got an orphan. You've got the orphan's dog, Mutt. You have 8 gnolls. You now have 3 animated undead hands of murderers.
Oh, God.
And we have Sanctimonious.
We do.
We have fire.
And you have Paige. And the jury's out on which of these entities is going to cause more problems for you.
Did you mention Chip? Because I'm pretty sure he counts as one of the party's pets.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, sort of, but as a familiar, you really control Chip whenever you want to. So
true.
Yeah, and Paige even also has octopus spider friends and snake friends. So, like,
I was going to say, if we count Chip, then we've got to count the octopus. We've got to count my Raum.
Right. And familiars, snake. If they can't really be killed, you can bring them back as many times as you want. So I'm not really counting.
That's a disturbing qualifier.
Lulu is safe. So is Kuth.
I'm trying to count the ones where someone might be upset if they died.
Excuse you.
So we're not counting Sanctimonious.
He'd be sad.
He'd be a little annoyed. He would have words with you.
All right, but actually we do need him around because he knows the way around Sandstone.
Yeah, and we guess now we got to go there.
Yeah.
So can we just start calling him GPS instead?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that acronym means, but I'm afraid to ask. By the way, the rest of the hands that ran out, other than the 3 that hid behind Paige and the one that got splattered by Unka have headed for the proverbial hills.
Fine.
Gone.
Fine.
There's a field nearby where you see like the stalks of wheat sort of parting in a little serpentine pattern. More than one, actually. There's several serpentine patterns. Two of them split and then head right towards each other. And when they meet, there's a little cloud of dust that comes up.
Well, okay. At least Triton isn't going to want to track me off to settle down with him. Not that he wanted that in the first place, but now I have an excuse. And he has an excuse. And I'm going to have to explain all of this to my mother.
The excuse is
as you turn, you see Triton standing in the doorway.
Hi. It's not you. It's not me.
I think we should see other people. I've got to go. Bye. Sorry about the hands.
That's okay. They're Salen's fault. It's a long story. Necromancers are hard to kill. I'm sorry. I'll fix it.
I'm sorry, too.
I need to leave.
Hope you fix it soon.
I make sure that the hands are hidden inside of my hood before, like, I, like, cinch it up.
They give you a scalp massage.
Ooh.
Here, I was thinking head pats.
Well, the hood is cinched up, so they don't have a lot of room to pat. Yeah. But anyone who's looking at Paige just sees, like, the skin next to the eyes getting pulled taut and then relaxing over and over again. Like, have you ever petted a cat slightly too hard?
Today.
And, I mean, to be fair, that's not the weirdest thing we've seen from Paige. So.
This is true, so it's easy to overlook.
It just looks like she's getting more attentive and then apathetic again, over and over and over.
I'm trying to decide what I'm doing.
Because, like, she's trying to communicate something, but I have no idea what that
might be. What is it, girl? Did you throw Timmy down the well? Again? You need to stop doing that. He died the third time.
I hope you liked my evil laugh there.
I'm going to say at some point Paige has heard a maniacal laugh, so Paige can mimic it as much as she wants.
Yes.
It might be the only laugh that she cared to remember to mimic. So even if it's not something that requires a maniacal laugh, it might be just that's how Paige laughs.
It's the preferred laugh.
There we go. You are literally playing a soundboard. Every now and then someone has a sick burn and you go, bow, bow, bow.
Someone hands me a coin, I start singing Freebird. Free bird.
I will not laugh at that. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
Play free bird.
Sanctimonious is just holding up. You think it's a lighter, but it turns out he just lit his finger on fire. He's Zeely, but with less impulse control.
Oh, no.
Zeely has impulse control?
I think I just broke EO. I win.
Zeely does have impulse control. It's just that most of the time she doesn't use it.
She chooses not.
Right. Yeah.
Forgive me if I misquote, but I think you have said more than once that Zeely is the responsible pyromaniac.
It's true. She mostly uses her impulse control to remove the fires before they burn everything down.
Or it's control where the fire goes.
Yeah.
That's valid.
So, foolishness aside, and it is really disturbing to watch that bird's eyes moving like that. I need to look the other way. Foolishness aside, it looks like I get to go home. I can't believe I'm actually disappointed by this.
Why are you disappointed about going home?
I'm really sorry about all of this.
The person that our young friend Bryn here was apprenticed to is very clearly an insanely powerful necromancer. If he's taken up residence in Sandstone, I fear for my city.
Oh, I see.
Well?
Come on, Vavanos. Everybody, let's go. I don't think we can do it. Let's get to it.
Well, if he's making a city suffer, it sounds like he's in need of a punching, so I'm game.
Yeah. All of the lords of the nine hells as my witness, I will find whoever taught that bird that song and destroy them.
That's fair.
But we have bigger fish to fry.
Can Fahim be the one who taught the bird the song?
Yes, but you might not want to reveal that right now.
I sling an arm because over Fahim's shoulders.
Like, it's canon. Sanctimonious is powerful enough to cast Feeble Mind.
Wow.
He's attempted it before. The person he was casting it on made their save.
Well, then let's go to Sandstone.
Yeah.
Away!
I should tell my mother that I need to leave.
That'll go well.
Do you want emotional support? Do you want us to come with you or not?
Do you want someone else to do it for you?
Also, important question, does Mazira still look like
Oh no.
This is a Okay, yeah, no, that would be a very important question.
Yeah, very different.
After it was obvious that the hands didn't care, I would have dropped it.
Well, they may or may not have cared if I hadn't rolled incredibly high on their own check, and also they had no choice but to run away in fear.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You can come with me or not, or I'll try to be quick. And Bryn starts walking back towards the house.
I walk out of sight of the house so the mom can't see me, and the hands out of my hood.
I'm going to go sort of like in the room with Bryn, but not like get between her and her mom just in case, you know?
So it's been over a minute since the hands were feared.
Yeah.
They're free.
But they still kind of look like they're scared of Bryn.
That's valid.
Good.
That's valid. What do hands eat?
They're undead. They do not need to eat or breathe.
Oh, heck yeah. I have so many more minions.
Or sleep.
I love this.
Just keep them away from a dispel.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bryn, when you go back inside, you see that your mom is organizing her spice rack back the way she wants it, with spices in order of expiration dates. Not alphabetical. Not by how often they're used, by expiration dates. It's very important to her.
Mom?
Oh, yes, dear.
I...
Sorry. I can't.
And the laughter you're hearing is because of something that Ellie has typed into Discord. Not Mazir. Ellie. And I'm upset by how many Nat 20 emoji are being used as a response. I will not grace that with more acknowledgement that I already have.
Oh my god.
But okay, oh, by the way, sorry. Archbeth said bird is not free, bird is expensive, in case you were wondering.
I need to go. I need to go.
Well, you know where the restroom is.
No, that's not what I meant.
I'm pretty sure it's hand-free.
I hope so. I really hope so. Because that is no place for hands. I'm pretty sure they're not toilet-trained. And they don't know not to play in the...
You know, I tried to defuse the situation with a bit of humor, and it's gone down a really dark path. Let's just pretend I didn't say anything. You need to go. I understand. I heard the whole thing.
I'm sorry. It was just wishful thinking, I guess.
She goes in for a hug.
Bryn hugs her. Bryn might be crying a little bit. It's very possible.
My young, adventurous daughter.
I'm so sorry you got caught on this. I won't let him hurt any of you. I'll stop it. I promise.
You just keep yourself safe. You come home.
I will. I don't know how long it will be, but I will.
And maybe keep in touch with young Triton. He's a nice boy.
I'm not sure he wants me to keep in touch with him. Don't fix that. Don't try to fix that. It's all, I think I intimidated him a little bit.
Well, you are a Wanderwin. She starts laughing right along with you. Now go off and save the world. Don't worry about us. We'll be here when you're done.
Good. You'd better be, because I accidentally opened a door that led into some horrible look. Just
Monka's in the background. No.
I don't want to have to rescue you from. Anyway, just stay away from any more of those circles if you can. Things happen. Never mind. I'll send a letter. I'll tell you all about it.
You'd better write, young lady. You were gone for months, and did you send any letters home at all? You are a wizard. Aren't there spells you can use?
Yes, but I don't know them.
Well,
I'll learn them. I'll learn them. I love you. Okay, keep the
I love you too, Pumpkin. And maybe visit a tailor to have this cloak of yours taken in a bit? Seems to be a bit baggy. But no matter. I'm keeping you. We're doing the Wanderwind goodbye again. Alright.
And Bryn hugs her tighter and then steps back and smiles
And she hands you a backpack that is quite heavy.
I feel like I know what's in it. Bryn grins and thanks.
Just a light snack or two.
Thank you so much.
In halfling ease, it means that it's probably enough rations for 5 days for the entire party.
Wow.
Caloric wise, at least.
Wow.
So excited.
Well, halflings are hobbits, and, you know, hobbits like to eat breakfast three times.
All right, well, I follow Bryn when she goes out the door.
All right.
Honka.
Yes?
Keep her safe.
I aim to. I'll get her back to you.
You'd better, young.
I'll help her too. This guy right here. I will help you.
Okay, so the entire party, other than Honka and Bryn, is plastered up against the kitchen window, just looking in. We see Eric just sticking him from the side, waving, I'll help her too.
Paige is purposely not letting the hands be seen by mom and also teaching them handstands.
I'm upset with that, but it's canon.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
Bryn's mom just does a shooing motion with her hand and then closes the curtains for the kitchen window. You have been dismissed.
Okay. All right.
Goodbye.
Right. All right.
Well, she seems nice.
She is.
So, Sandstone.
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 To Sandstone.
Yes.
How are we getting there?
To Sandstone.
Well.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were proposing a toast.
Oh. I pull out my magic broom and I just go like.
Well,
unfortunately,
help one of us.
We can't all ride the same broom.
I pull it back.
Well, yeah. I can walk on walls and water, so I can probably walk there.
And our blimp ride left right after they dropped us off.
Right, right.
And our team of horses with cart are currently in the stables of an arcane academy that is very far away from here.
True.
Can we ride the gnolls?
You have a magical broom. You can fly for the first time in your life and you want to ride a
gnoll. No, I can't. I'm talking about everyone else. We can have a gnoll chariot. It's like the Iditarod.
I'd go back inside.
You won't even let the mom cry on her own.
Okay, so Mazir goes back inside.
Miss Wanderwind. Sorry, Mrs. Wanderwind. I would not have made that mistake. Where would I go if I needed to travel quickly?
Well, Our local wizard turned out to be a necromancer, so...
I remember that.
His tower's about a half day's walk to the north. You might find something there. Sandstone is 2 days' walk to the west.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I needed to know.
Quite welcome. As Mazir comes out, she catches the tail end of Sanctimonious talking about how Sandstone is 2 days' walk to the west.
And what's his name? The dead guy has a tower 2 days, half a day north of him.
Bryn is quite familiar with that journey.
Well, half a day for something versus 2 days for our goal. I say we just walk the 2 days.
Honestly, 2 days isn't that long.
That's true.
It's not too long, and it's perfectly reasonable, but he also did tell me that...
It's a trap!
I think he maybe.
I will punch the trap.
Please
there's no
don't.
Maybe about it. He told us where he is specifically so we would walk into a trap.
Yeah.
That's why I'm worried about the trap. But
the thing is, also, he said that the other place is old and dilapidated and abandoned.
And so looted.
Why would we go there? I can't even steal things.
I'm assuming that in page speak, this just turns into...
And I point west.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, Paige has awakened mind, so she could speak telepathically whenever she wants, but she chooses not to.
Yes and no, because Tenku do not have a language. That is their curse.
I just take everyone else's. Yeah, I can't really...
Awakened mind would not give you sentences.
You just kind of get like...
Yes, but it'd be in your brain instead of hearing it.
You all followed me into the mouth of the diplomatic horror. I'll follow you wherever you need to go.
I didn't.
Thanks, Monsieur.
That young Baron seemed perfectly nice to me.
So we're off then?
Yeah, okay. Let's leave his tower alone. I can take a look at it after he's gone for real. And make sure that he hasn't left anything there that will make him not gone for real. Again, that really should have killed him. I thought... Did I miscount the dosage? Did he come back?
We'll help you with that. Don't worry.
Necromancers are good at cheating death. You know, you have to kick a lot of heads off.
I've been told that taking the head off is how you make sure they're dead.
Reference jokes.
Let's go west.
Go west.
Is this the time to mention I have a lot of necromancy spells?
Make sure to show them off.
You're not the only one in the party who does.
Well,
you and Bryn could trade notes. You would have different feelings about the notes you trade. Bryn would be like, well, this one is incredibly horrible. Don't ever cast it. Oh, like, cast it a lot is what you're saying. Cast it a lot.
Yeah, first round of combat every time.
So we want how many ogre zombies?
Pretty much.
Okay, so Paige, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Roll me a charisma save.
Okay, why?
The DM checks his notes.
Dang it. Oh yeah, my castanets. Charisma, you said?
Yes. Come on, sidekick, you can do it. There we go.
Oh, there we got something.
Okay. So at the end of the first day's journey, which was more like half a day because, you know, you stopped to do things at Bryn's mom's house. You hunker down to spend the night, and something's gonna happen. But we'll be starting off with that next time.
Okay.
This is where we're gonna end it tonight.
Crazy.
The target number was 15, and that's a 14. All right.
Oh, no!
Good night, everybody. All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I've been joined by a bunch of awesome people, including but not limited to Ellie and Eric and Eo and Jen and Millie and Cindy. I have been Crash. Plugs. So, Ellie has a social media site, elec.xyz. It's Mastodon-based, so, you know, if you have a Mastodon account, you can follow us there. If you want a Mastodon account, a lot of us have accounts there, and we can send you an invite. Eric, streams on twitch.tv/untamedsyn. That's spelled S-Y-N, not S-I-N, like as in synergy, but whatever. EO's like mom boss. Writes books at elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast at bookofjen.net. Millie streams fan fiction, hers and other people's. The quality differs between those two categories. twitch.tv/magicalmillie. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. And until next time, this is Crash saying, they went everywhere.
Goodbye.
Peace out.